Day 31 in the field. We've got near enough through the whole season. We started off back February time with some of the early season races, and we've managed to tough it out with just a couple of weeks break all the way through to the end, really, of the classic season. With the Lombardy on Saturday, we enjoyed, and a couple of Belgian classics, Euro Metropole and Bonche Chamonix Bonche. What a great name that is! To have enjoyed, we'll come on to those. But yeah, it's only the Worlds really to go now. I'm not sure. I'm too interested in the Abu Dhabi Tour and those end of season Middle East races. They don't seem to appeal to me too much. And I think really, probably everyone's quite ready for a rest now. Don't know about you. It feels like it's been a long, long, long season. And it feels like it's been a long, long time since we've actually kind of had those moments to sit down and reflect and ponder and enjoy. So we'll do all of the season review type stuff at the end of the season, which is probably the best time to do it. But yeah, for now, we've just got a couple more weeks of racing, road racing to get through. So I hope you had a good weekend out on your bike. It was the first one with that little chill, really, I thought. Certainly around this part of the world, there was a lot of sort of dampness, and yeah, it kind of felt, you kind of almost get those turning seasons, and it felt like a turning of the season, I have to say. Not necessarily in a bad way, although there have been times in the last couple of weeks where I thought, I'm not ready for winter yet, and you know, the first morning with the longs on, and I'm sure it'll be fine. You've just got to get into it, haven't you? But it doesn't, even though the back end of the summer was quite pleasant, it doesn't seem 5 minutes since we were last riding round in buffs and with caps under our crash helmets. So, you know, it is what it is, as one of the Yates twins would say, and we move on. And before we get to the pro racing element to this week's show, we do have to commend some of our local riders to the Fens who've been competing in the World Masters Track Championships. So well done, to the Clarks, and of course to Alison Lilly, who podiumed in her event in the scratch race, I believe. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on how those guys are doing. If you follow Fenland Clarion on Facebook, I think some of the events have been live. They've been Facebook living some of their some of the events from that World Championship, and I think there are some live coverage on YouTube as well. In other kind of news, moving on from that, we have seen some information that tells us that the Bike Channel will be covering a cyclocross this winter. So the last couple of winters we've had to pursue it via YouTube, which wasn't easy, trying to then cast that through various dongles to our TV. But yeah, that's something that we're going to keep an eye on, and we'll try and find out when the events are on, because for those of you who like windy, cold, excessive bike racing like that with your beer Belgian and your chips with mayonnaise on, then cyclocross is going to keep you going till those races start again in February time. So yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the classic season came more or less to its end, with the odd an end to tidy up. We started with the Tour of Lombardy. The weather was pretty, it was like the Fens really, kind of horizontal rain and a bit of strong wind in the air. But we had a stellar breakaway with Rigoberto Urán, Diego Rosa and Esteban Chavez among the riders who made that group. And amazingly, it was Romain Bardet, of course, and amazingly, it was Chavez who took out the sprint, technically the weakest sprinter of the three, but he took out that win to win a monument for Colombia, and round off for him what's been an amazing season with his antics in both the Giro and the Vuelta. And you look at that last weekend of the Giro, where first Steven Kruijswijk and then Esteban Chavez both lost the pink jersey to how should we phrase it, the resurgent Vincenzo Nibali. If he could have held on one more day in the Giro, it would have been, you know, probably one of the best seasons for Colombian cycling that there was, especially with, you know, him, Nairo Quintana winning the Vuelta at the end of the season. So, yeah, very good. And a really good race. The course seems to get more technical as the seasons go on. There was certainly one or two hair-raising looking descents, certainly hair-raising in the wet. But a pretty decent running. Every race seems to throw a bit of cobble or something in nowadays to be a bit more... I think they maybe do it to be unique, but they're actually doing it to be the formulaic. But, you know, it kind of had a similar sort of finish to Strada Bianchi in terms of a really steep climb and then a really quick descent into the finish line. So, yeah, we really, really enjoyed Lombardy again. Really good coverage from Eurosport. Hours of lovely, despite the weather, lovely scenery. So, yeah, fantastic. And one of our favourite races of the year, called the Race of the Falling Leaves, obviously for a reason, that it turns the season over into autumn. But we really enjoyed that, as we did the tour of European Metropole, which was also covered on Eurosport, and saw a very controversial win for Dylan Groenewegen, who seemed to pin Oliver Nason to the barrier. In my opinion, it was a dangerous sprint. In the commissaire's opinion, it wasn't. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe that's what it is. But yeah, the drama in that race came from the fact that the leading group was about 20 riders after some crosswinds early on. The main peloton, that they were calling it, was about 35 riders. So there was never any chance of them catching. And even when the coverage started with sort of 30k's to go, they were sort of 4-odd minutes behind. And in the end, it was near a 7, I believe, between the two groups, which kind of left us in the position where... had gone away, including Martin Vinant, I can't think of the Etics rider's name now, and Nason. They'd gone away. Yves Lampaert, being the Etics rider, has come back to me. They'd gone away. They were being chased down by a Lotto duo who attacked out of the break of our favourite rider on this podcast, Jürgen Rolands. And their sprinter, Jens de Buskera, to try and get across. And I think if they'd have got across, that would have been a really good group. Unfortunately, our hero managed to ride into the back wheel of his teammate, ending up on the floor. Genius. Which meant then that Tom Boonen was trying to chase across for Etics to try and neutralise de Buskera. He kind of sat up as he kind of realised he wasn't going to make it. It was all very dramatic. It culminated with the three-man breakaway being 40 seconds clear, but managing to sit up that much for the sprint in the last kilometre that de Buskera came roaring past them before the rest of the second group, or the split-up front group, caught up. And there was a mad sprint for the line, which Groenewegen won, but I don't know, Nason came back, having been in the breakaway, but he was kind of pushed all over the shot. There was a transponder as well on the finish line where they were obviously recording the GPS and the times and things of the riders, which he had to bunny hop, so that was a little bit dangerous. I didn't really enjoy that so much. So yeah, that took us onto the well-named Banche, Chamonix Banche, yesterday. And while we've yet to Sky Plus the highlights, we can tell you that we successfully, in the Pro Cycling Stats game, predicted Arnaud Démare would win, and he did, which is a fantastic lead up to the Worlds. We believe it's going to be a sprinter's Worlds excuse me, in Qatar. The thought of Démare probably not got the straight line speed of a Cavendish or a Kittel or a Greipel, or even a Bahani for that, but when it's a bit more rough and tumble, Demar's your man. So fingers crossed that's going to be add to the excitement of the Worlds. And for a rider who started the big classic season so well, winning Milan-San Remo, whether he was towed by a car or not, this is a good indicator that his form's coming back after a pretty quiet mid-season, to be honest. Didn't really do a great amount in the middle of the year, so we like Arnaud Démare, so let's hope that that it makes the Worlds exciting. So there you have it. Once again, we are through the 10 minutes rapidly. Follow us on social media at Fendrian on Fedcar, Facebook, Fendrian EU on Twitter, or on the website, which is fendrian.eu. In the meantime, we'll speak to you again with our Worlds preview next week. Bye-bye.